Thank you for calling customer service. This is Ulysses speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi. I want to know sure because I don't know. I did crazy things in Facebook. I was a kitchen mixer, dough mixer for $2. Who wins? And I win and I put in my information. This is possible?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to assist you with that. Now, are you calling regarding an order that you placed?
Yes, I calling in Facebook was a mixer, kitchen mixer.
Okay, now are you calling your
$2?
Okay, now did you receive the mixer? Are you calling regarding the charge you received?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, she's calling because there was an invitation on her Walmart. Yeah, on Walmart that. A kitchen mixer would be $2, and she had to pick one of the stars, whatever it is, and she picked the right one, and she won it. Now, already she sent you an order, her visa, and she has an order number. Now, can you tell me, is this legitimate or not?
So this is the customer service department, and we only handle about the actual product that she purchased. Does she have our order number with her? I could verify that way.
Yes, she has the order number.
Okay.
Yes,
give me
2604279997.
Got that? Okay, give me one moment just to go ahead and take a look. Okay, and her name?
Nana Chizambarelli.
Thank you, I appreciate that. And can you verify the mailing address?
421 Neptune Avenue, Beachwood, New Jersey, 08722.
Thank you, I appreciate that. And just give me one moment to generate your account, okay?
Okay.
And the account is actually loading up, ma'am. And let me take a look and see what we have here. Okay. So what I'm showing down is that back on June the 4th of 2022, she went online and she actually placed the entry to win. It looks as though it's a KitchenAid mixer. Yes, I'm showing down that it was billed out for the shipping and handling. It's actually a sweepstakes to win that particular item.
Oh, she has to join another sweepstakes in order to win it?
No, what I'm saying is that she's actually enrolled in the sweepstakes now. What she does receive is a $125 monthly voucher to shop within the store.
Well, no.
No, wait a second. In other words, she's not getting the mixer, but she's getting a $125 voucher for the store?
Right. That's what I'm showing down, ma'am, is that she has been entered in a contest to win the mixer.
No, in other words, in order to win the mixer, wait, say that again, in order to win the mixer, can you repeat that, please?
Yes, ma'am. So in order to win the mixer, it is a sweepstakes, so she's entered in to win the kitchen mixer. And
she
it's a drawing.
She's
been entered into the sweepstakes.
Okay, but she's already given her visa number and everything, like in order. She has an order number.
Correct. So each month they do a drawing. If she does win, they will contact and notify her.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yes, ma'am.
It won't be charged to her account, the $2, which is a ridiculous price. But she doesn't know what it means. It's a personal Visa card that she's giving you. Now you're telling us that it's a sweepstakes. Many people will be doing this, and a final drawing will be taken?
Yes, ma'am. I'm showing down that the products it is an entry for a sweepstakes, and they will be having a drawing, and you will be charged for the discounting store, and you will receive a $125 voucher each and every month to shop at the store.
This sounds crazy. Okay, you're going to have a sweepstakes, right? If she doesn't win, she gets $125, right, each month?
Yes, ma'am.
Where how does she confirm this?
You said last time, where did she confirm this?
Yeah, where did she confirm all this that we're talking about now?
She should have received an email online. She should have received an email.
Explaining that to her?
Yes, ma'am. In the email when she originally signed up, she should have received an email showing her how to be able to go into the store and make purchases and that sort of thing. But only thing I'm showing here is that back on June the 4th, that's when the paper, that's when she applied for the KitchenAid.
Okay, so now she applied for the KitchenAid. So you're telling me that the drawing still hasn't been done, I assume, right?
Well, I'm showing down that what she actually paid for.
She paid for it, yes, with her credit card.
Yes, ma'am, that's what I'm showing. So
she getting it. But she says she's not getting it because they're going to have another drawing.
Correct. So they do have a drawing each and every month to win. So I'm showing down that this is actually on June the 4th. So I'm showing down that I'm pretty sure it hasn't been drawing yet because this is the 4th of the month. However, this is the only charge I'm showing as of now.
Okay. So in other words, the beginning of next month, you're going to keep her card with a $2 charge. And if she doesn't win, then you're going to have a drawing the next month?
Correct.
I don't know if I'd want to keep my meeting in there for that long. What's security that you get as far as the Visa number?
A Visa? Well, the card is secured on this end. We're not able to see the information that you all placed in, only the last four digits. However, if you feel more comfortable, if you wanted to go ahead and cancel it out, you can do that as well. You do have that, you know, you can do that as well.
Okay, so then my choice is I can stay on and take the chance each at the beginning of each month. There'll be a drawing for this mixer. And meanwhile, you have our account number and a $2 charge, right?
Correct.
Or we can cash out right now and not take that chance.
Okay.
Can we cancel it?
Absolutely. So if you like, ma'am, I can go ahead and get this canceled out for you. So you will not be charged again going forward. Just give me one moment. I'll go ahead and have this canceled out for you.
Wait. Natalie, you want to cancel it out?
Isn't that what you just said?
Yes. I'm talking to someone else. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's okay. She does want to cancel out.
Yes.
But wait, from what you're telling me, her Visa number could be on file for maybe 6, 5, 4, 3 months while this is going on, right?
It doesn't tell you don't win.
Yeah, that's cancel it, please.
Absolutely. I can go ahead and have that canceled out for you. Now, once I do cancel it out, it will go ahead and stop all the charges going forward. It will be canceled out, okay? I'll listen to this and give me 1 second.
1 second.
I'm going to go ahead and have it canceled out the system for you.
You're going to cancel that one out, right? Okay.
Give me 1 moment while I go ahead and notate your account.
Okay. Did you receive anything from your, telling you what to do, not to do? Did you receive anything? He's telling you now. Oh, he's gonna cancel. Yeah, he's canceling it now.
$2. All right. So I went ahead and had that canceled out, so you're not recharged going forward. And let me go ahead and give you that confirmation number as well for your records.
Okay, confirmation number.
Yes, ma'am. Let me know whenever you're ready.
We're ready.
All right. I have Susan Charlie. 260.
427 997. And what was the year?
The first initial was C as in Charlie.
Okay, the rest were numbers. Right?
Ma'am?
Yes. I said it starts off with C and the rest of them are numbers.
Yes, ma'am.
Say that again.
Sure, I can repeat. No worries. See us in Charlie, 260-427-997.
Okay, so now then the order's closed out.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. Do you have any other additional questions?
No, not at the moment.
All right, well, thank you for your time, y'all. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day, too. Take
you
care.
You too, ma'am.
Okay, bye now.